High school basketball is on the air. Keystone Quality Transport, in association with DelcoHoops.com, is pleased to present tonight's high school basketball game.
Three-pointer on the far side, air ball, but Facenda, you know who, gets the rebound, up and good. To the corner, open three, it's tipped, and good!
Tonight's Central League quarterfinal girls basketball game is between the Radnor Raptors and the Marple Newtown Tigers. Tonight's game is sponsored by the 500 employees of Keystone Quality Transport, supporting high school basketball in Delaware County. The Swarthmoreian Weekly Newspaper, true local coverage of Swarthmore, Wallingford, and surrounding neighborhoods. Published since 1893. Sandy McCulley at Berkshire Hathaway Home Services and Media. Give her a call when buying or selling your home. Here are today's announcers, the voices of Delaware County High School Basketball and DelcoHoops.com, Dave DePasqua and Andrew Kaufman.
Welcome to Newtown Square, Pennsylvania, Marple Newtown High School for tonight's Central League Championship quarterfinal between the Marple Newtown Tigers and the Radnor Raptors. This is the three-seeded Marple Newtown Tigers taking on the number six-seeded Radnor Raptors. I'm alongside Mark Jordan providing color tonight. Andrew Kaufman will be providing play-by-play in the second quarter. And the man running it all, Mike Mayer. Mark, very exciting game. Our first girls game. It is the first round of games. The other game going on tonight is Harrodin and Garnet Valley.
I mean, these teams obviously know each other very well. I was coaching, of course, at Radnor last year. We had a playoff game right here. A district game went overtime, and Radnor did prevail on that one. These teams have played twice so far. Marple took the initial outing, 51-37, in December. The last one was week and a half, two weeks ago?
Yeah, February 1st is what I got.
Impressive game. Radnor was trailing by 8 points at the end of the third quarter. Went on a quick 8-0 run, Dave. Ended up winning the game 49-46. A couple stats in that game that stood out to me. Radnor shot 5 for 15 beyond the arc. Marple shot 8 for 29. 29 three-point attempts is almost like one per minute. It's a lot. I just talked to Coach Wolski a little bit. He was laughing. And the two games they played, they've taken 53 three-pointers, which to me seems excessive. I think Marple's game really is their best part of their game is when they attack the rim and get into the rim and shoot around the basket. But they've settled for 53 three-point shots against Radnor. I think that'll change tonight. The main players to look for Marple, the host team, of course, senior Haley Levy.
100%.
She can do it all. She's fantastic. We've seen her on tape many times in the past and had to definitely watch out. She can drive it with right hand, left hand. Mm-hmm. Can shoot a jump shot as well. And
she's only gotten better as the season progressed.
And she's a wonderful athlete. And she's very competitive. And she's feisty. She's the whole package for them. And number 23, Nikki Mastardi, senior sharpshooter. She made a couple threes early in that game. You got to guard her beyond the arc. And I think Radnor knows that for sure. Conversely, on Radnor's side, Mary Serena will lead them tonight. She's a junior. She's averaging 10.3 points per game. She gets to the rim whenever she wants to, right hand, left hand. She's very crafty inside. Her running mate is usually a senior, Ellie Davis, but she's sick and she will not play tonight. And she's our main inside presence. So Radnor's going with four guards and one forward tonight. We'll see if Marble can exploit that matchup.
So we were talking a little bit about the records. 15-5 for Marple Newtown, 11-4 in the league. Radnor 12-7, 9-6 in the league. If you're Marple Newtown, you lost the season opener to Springfield, no big deal. You know what they do next? They run 10 games in a row. They lose the next three, and now they're slowly getting back into that groove. If you're Radnor, you've won four out of your last five. So both teams are starting to get hot at the right time.
No doubt. And the bellwether in this Central League girls division has been Springfield the last few years. They oddly both played Springfield recently. Radnor with an impressive 31-30 win, also without their center, Ellie Davis.
Mm-hmm.
And Marple lost 29-28. Similar scores, one-point affairs. So in the grind-out game, again, I think the grind-out game is going to favor Radnor. If I was Marple and Coach Wolski, I think I'm going to get up down the floor, maybe press a little bit. Again, it's a playoff game, so you don't change a whole lot of what you do. I mean, we've been in a lot of playoff games, and it's fun to see all the energy and all the build-up. It means a little bit more. It means you have a chance. We talked about it earlier, Andrew, the Central League, wide open. For the past
Absolutely.
7 or 8 years, Garnet Valley dominated. Springfield dominated. I mean dominated, Dave. I mean 16-0 and 15-1 in the league. This year, no one's dominant. So right. These two teams.
We were saying have it for last week. They're very good, but I want to say dominant.
Right. And, I mean, they have two good bigs, but their guard play, the guards of these teams can play with those guards. Well, and funny, Havertz is what, the top seed?
Havertz is the number one seed. Springfield's number two.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong. Marple beat Havertz, and Radnor beat Havertz. So both of these teams on the floor tonight, we're going to see in 5 minutes, both beat the top seed. So they're feeling themselves.
I think the girls' championships are going to be really, really exciting for Central League and a great way to start their PIA playoffs. You know, we should remind everybody, the boys are also playing tonight. Gardner Valley at Conestoga and Pencrest at Haverford. And, you know, again, the closeness of these teams and the way they're playing, which is why we always make such a strong effort to cover these games. And last year we were so disappointed we couldn't get in because of COVID. But these are, you know, these are the games you wait for. These are the matchups that you really want. And this is the reason Central League does it. You know, we don't know where any of these teams are going to go in the playoff situation. And hopefully a few of them will run deep. But the bottom line is Central League basketball is so good that, you know, why not come up with a champion? At the very least, you have bragging rights for that is to have a great year in the league that you're playing. And, of course, one of the problems with the other leagues, Del Valle, things like that, is, number one, they seem to be dominated by single teams. And, number two, there's a limited amount of play. You know, they only have six teams. They only have four teams, something like that. So this is a kind of a unique opportunity. And, of course, in the Central League, you don't have Chester, but you do have Lower Marion. You have Pencrest, which was on a run for several years. Even Strathaven showed up. You know, Haverford's been good. So, you know, you've got some of the best high school basketball outside of the Catholic League, quite frankly, in the Central League. And, you know, this is a great time to be a basketball fan. And, of course, we'd love you to listen to our broadcast, but get out to a game. It's $5 a ticket. Parking is free. And to get a hot dog for $1.50 or something. I mean, you can't do any better on entertainment for an evening.
Especially after coming off, you know, this last couple of years. Mm-hmm. I mean, like
right,
you said, a lot
right.
of people are here.
They go out. But if you're not out about, sit back, relax, sit on the couch, and listen to us describe the game to you. Or you can watch it, as Mike said. This is the first round of games, as Mike was alluding to, with the tournament for boys and girls. But the Saturday games is important to reseed. This will be a determining factor. If Radnor were to upset, they would go to Haverford because there is reseeding for the semifinal. That's important to note because I didn't know that until I saw the tournament schedule.
Yep.
And then the championship round will be on Monday, Valentine's Day.
Oh.
6 p.m. for the
I'm wondering
for the girls.
How many divorces are starting there.
I was waiting for someone else to say it. I don't want to say it.
That's
and
funny.
Then 7:30, approximate start, most likely 7:45, 8 o'clock start
look,
for the
look,
boys.
Look, I got a suggestion for all the guys out there that are getting heat that want to watch this game. You know, the restaurants all raise their prices. Everything gets expensive. You know what? Take her out the next night. It's much less expensive. You get by, eat more food.
Or do what I do. Drinks. Just do it tomorrow.
That's genius.
All right. We'll step aside right now for the playing of the national anthem. Coming up next on Delco Hoops, Marple Newtown taking on Radnor.
Keystone Quality Transport supports youth sports in Delaware County by being a key sponsor of this broadcast and DelcaHoops.com. Promoting health, good sportsmanship, competition and fair play throughout our 44 high school boys and girls basketball teams is important to Keystone Quality Transport and their 500-plus employees. Follow the high school basketball season right here on DelcaHoops.com, proudly sponsored by Keystone Quality Transport.
The Swarthmoreian Weekly Newspaper has partnered up with HavenFootball.net. The Swarthmoreian was established in 1893 and is a true community newspaper and covers the Wallingford-Swarthmore School District as well as events in Swarthmore, Wallingford, and surrounding communities. Get your copy every Friday at 320 Market or Swarthmore Co-op or call 610-543-0900 for a mailed subscription. For all the local news, read the Swarthmoreian every week.
This is Mark Zumoff, here to tell you high school basketball never sounded so good, right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back to Marple Newtown High School for tonight's Central League tournament game between the Radnor Raptors and the Marple Newtown Tigers. They're setting up the starting lineups. We'll start them up as well, Mark. We'll break them down. I'll let you describe the players that works for you. First, for the visiting Radnor Raptors. Number 14, Kate Gallagher, the sophomore. Followed by number 30, Mary Serene. Fellow junior, number 34, Paige Yurchek. Number 42, a fellow sophomore. A ton of sophomores in this lineup, Caroline Monahan. And the senior, number 51, Ava Gummel.
Yep, 51, Ava Gummel. And 34, Paige Yurchek started most of the year for us last year as underclassmen. So they have plenty of experience, and the sophomores really have a lot of energy and can really get up on you.
Now for the Marple Newtown Tigers. They're led by their point guard, junior number one, Mary O'Brien. Fellow guard, sophomore number 21, Ellie DeBona. Senior forward number 15, Haley Levy. Senior guard number 23, Nikki Mastardi. And down low, 5'8", junior, number 34, Brooke Impriano. And, Mark, I think she could be the key for the Tigers tonight.
She is. She's tall. She's 5'8". Radnor does not have a lot of size. So I think, you know, Brooke's 5'8", Haley's 5'8". They can use their size a little bit. I think they can score inside the paint. And I think it's one of the big keys of the game, seeing what kind of shots you get. I always think in a playoff game, you know, you don't want to settle for those outside jumpers so early. I think, you know, the first thing from Coach Wolski is let's attack the rim.
For Marple Newtown, they're led by their coach, as Mark alluded to, Ryan Wolski. For Radnor, it is Rob Baxter. Here we go for the first Central League tournament game tonight for the girls. Student section filling in. We have a nice crowd here at Marple Newtown High School tonight. Taking the tip for Marple Newtown is Impriano. For Radnor, it is Yurchek. Just ironic, both wear number 34.
Oh, my.
And the tip. Radnor wins it. They will start this game off as it is brought up by Serene. She'll set up the offense. Looking for the wing. Good denial defense on the wing by Marple Newtown. Toss to the high post. Toss back to the wing. You have a flashing center. Decide to bring pull back out to Serene. Good defense by Marple Newtown. Comes out man-to-man defense wearing all white with orange trim jerseys. Radnor wearing all black. Maroon numbers. It's brought back out once again. Gallagher. Serene. Denied at the rim by. Let's see. That's Impriano. It's brought up all the way down the lane. Left-handed to the bucket. Foul on Impriano. We'll have free throws for Mastardi of Marple Newtown to begin this one.
And again, both teams just looked at drove right to the rim. Yurchek got denied a little bit, about 5 feet away. And a smooth play by Mastardi, getting all the way to the rim. Gets two foul shots for it.
Mastardi's first shot at the line. Bounces out. Ooh. No good. 7-17 here in the first quarter. Just underway in Marple Newtown High School. You're listening to Delco Hoops. As Mastardi's second shot at the line is up and good. Marple Newtown takes a 1-0 lead to begin this game. A little full court pressure by the Tigers. Come out of press. Mark's a pretty good judge of character as he goes out and caught it. And it is pressure thrown off of Marple Newtown. Race down in the corner. Radnor will retain possession.
I like it. A three-quarter court, 1-2-1-1. We called a diamond and one. Looking to trap. Radnor looked a little frazzled there.
Yurchek to throw this one in to Serene. Back to the far side in Gallagher. They get it across court. Gallagher to the corner. Nearly trapped and brought back out by Monahan. Swung to the far side. Little dribble drive. Kick back out. Marple Newtown falling into a little zone defense now, so they're mixing it up. We see man, a press. They're going to call a jump ball in the corner. Favors Marple Newtown.
I like it. They went back into a 3-2 zone there. Mary Serene tried to drive baseline. Alertly, Mary O'Brien trapped her on the corner. Jump ball goes Tigers' way.
O'Brien brings this one up against a 1-3-1 of Radnor. Toss to the side, back to O'Brien. She can shoot. It's tossed to Levy. Open, no good. Crashing the boards was Impriano. It's on the ground. They're going to say Radnor is out of bounds. Marple Newtown retains possession. So both teams already changed up. We've seen five different defenses, and we're only at 6:26 here in the first quarter.
I like it.
Toss to the corner, inbounds play. Impriano, the pump fake. The drive to the bucket. No good. Off the glass. Too strong on the left side. Foul on Marple Newtown's number 23, Nikki Mastardi, her first.
Good hard drive to the rim. Just didn't get the fall.
Yurchek to throw this one in against that diamond press of Marple Newtown. Toss back and forth. Gummel to the far side, and it's brought up by Serene. She drives to the bucket. Lost it with the left hand. No good, but the foul on Levy. She'll go to the line to shoot two.
She's very crafty. Was last year our JV MVP. Notice she goes to her left hand, Dave, a lot. She likes to go left, which a lot of right-hand girls don't do that too often. She's very comfortable
with the
left.
You might want to tell fans that you did coach Radner last year.
I did indeed, yes.
So you know them pretty well.
I know the personnel pretty well.
Serene's first one is too strong off the far side. No good.
And to be fair, Dave, we played Marple three times. I actually know their roster pretty well, too, oddly enough.
6'11 here in the first.
That's where we got you now, because in 4 years it won't make any difference.
Serene's second free throw. Rolls, rattles, and in. It's tied at 1:06 to go here in the first quarter. Zone defense now, 3-2 for Radner. Toss in near side with Stardy. Kicks it to O'Brien. Looking for the corner. See if they go that way. Instead, it's inside to Impriano. Kicked back out to Bona. Down low to Impriano to Levy. Pump fakes the three. Brought around town to Bona. Excuse me, that's O'Brien. Back inside Impriano. Dribbles it back out against the zone. They're looking for that middle, but no good look so far. Low post, post up by Levy. It's tipped out of bounds.
Whoa.
They're going to say it's off Levy.
I don't know about that one.
It was not. It was Paige Yurchak going over the top.
So Yurchak, here we go. Dribble is up for Serene. Drives all the way out. Jump shot on the far corner. Too strong. Impriano on the board. Marple Newtown racing down. O'Brien looking to attack on the wing. Mastardi sets it back out. Has the Bona on the near side. She has the three. Open look. She takes it. This time too strong. Marple Newtown's Levy gets the board, though. An extra possession for the Tigers. Back to O'Brien. Levy, no hesitation, drains it. She drains the triple. As it costs to the far side, under 5 minutes to go here, Marple Newtown leads. Both teams made one free throw. Now Marple Newtown's Levy makes a three, and that's where we're at. You're just catching up here on Delco Hoops. 3-2 action by Marple Newtown. Monahan to the lane. They're going to call a foul. One ref called a walk. One ref called a foul. Let's see which one they go with. They go with the foul. I don't know about that one.
I agree with you.
Fouls on 31.
21. So two substitutes, 21 and 40 checking in. That's Bader alongside Kelly.
Megan Dole, I believe. 10. Megan Dole is the...
Megan Dole's now. Okay.
Sure, 1 point. Nice pass.
Toss down low.
Ooh, steal.
And snared out by Marple Newtown as O'Brien pushes the pace.
Another turnover.
They drop back into a zone. They look for the crash. Had the Bona in the corner. She wanted her. The Bona takes it herself. Too strong. But as we said in pregame, Marple Newtown, no hesitation on those three. It's raced down by Serene. She takes this one all the way to the bucket and good. No fear to go into the paint. We have a 1 point game, 4-3.
That was transition. It was all Mary Serene, just coast to coast.
Radner switches it up. They go to man to man defense now. Toss to the far side. Levy off the pick. They wanted to get it to her. Instead, it's a crash. She gets it from her teammate. Up and good. That's Mastardi to Levy. Levy already with 5 points here in the first quarter. It's tossed to the far side. Radner's three. Too strong on the far side. Brought down by Mastardi. She hands it off to a guard as we've seen a couple three-point attempts by Marple Newtown against now a man-to-man defense of Radner. Kick to the far side. They fake the three. Mastardi walked.
Went to her left. Again, a lot of these shots are quick threes, which, I know everybody's a little bit antsy on a playoff game start off. I think it behooved them to work the ball a little bit. Those 3 points would be there after two or three or five or seven passes, not just one.
You sound like me.
Yes.
Bader throws it into Serene, and here we go as we're under 3:30 here in the first quarter. Jimmy continues to fill here at Marple Newtown High School. Serene looking for the slip. Nothing doing. Kicked out to the far side. That's your check. Brought back out. Radner will reset. Bound to the far side is Monahan. Back to Serene. Good defense by Mastardi. Almost a reach. They're going to call a jump ball as O'Brien got her hand in there.
This is But this is the girls' basketball I know and love. It's getting a little bit bumpy and a little physical, and it's only been playing 5 minutes.
And there have been a couple away from the ball fouls that they've just ignored.
Welcome to playoff basketball.
It is, and I always say it gets a little bit more, and we'll see how the game's refereed.
And let them play.
It's 4 fouls so far.
Bader throws this one. Serene's got an open triple. No good. Loose ball foul on Radner. That is going to be Megan Dole's first.
Her feet weren't quite set on that shot. She was a little bit on her heels there. Mm-hmm. Tough shot, really. Fading back a little bit.
2:55 here in the first quarter. Marple Newtown leads 6-3. Levy leading the way for Marple Newtown with 5 points. Tigers crowd coming alive. Toss down to Mastardi on the wing. She's going baseline. Up and too strong. Rebound goes to Levy. Toss out. Back to her. She got the layup. No foul call, but she gets the bucket. She adds to her total. 7 early points for Levy. And counting as Serene brings it up for the Raptors. Toss to the far side and your check. Jazz Levy on her. Loses the ball. Almost the back court. Kicked out. They'll reset. Serene wants to take.
Yep.
Instead, tosses it out to the wing. They'll reset once again. Good man-to-man defense by Marple Newtown. And that should have been off Radner's foot.
That's a couple of favorable calls that have gone Radner's way. One down here in front of us, that one on the far sideline.
Oh, it happens. It's right in front of Coach Walski, so you can't blame him for being too upset about that one. As we're back to action. Monahan driving. Good pressure by Marple Newtown, playing absolutely great man-to-man defense and help defense as they continue to run these picks at the Tigers, but nothing doing. This time on the slip to Serene, loses it off her foot. Marple Newtown will get it. And they're going to say she was out of bounds.
Well, and then there's an official right 5 feet from the play, and he didn't call it out of bounds. The baseline official called it out of bounds. Coach Walski, shockingly, is not happy with referees early.
8-3, a minute 45 left in the first quarter. It is brought up by Bader. She's looking for Serene, but good denial. Defense, there's a clear shove on the start.
Oh,
I don't know.
Lord.
And then she blows the layup. I guess the ball don't lie, Mark.
Oh, my gosh. Mike loves it. Mike's smiling next to me. The two-hand shove. We call that a discard.
I mean, it was a bladed shove in the back.
Yeah, they're going to have to be careful because this can get out of hand. These ladies are athletes. If this gets rough, they'll be happy to take punch for punch. So the refs have to get this under control.
O'Brien brings it up after a minute. 30 left here. Mastardi on the wing, kick to the paint. She goes up in the drive. Now we got a foul call. Mastardi will go to the line to shoot two. She got that pass run to Bona.
That one again coming from the rep that's not the rep that's 2 feet away from the play, from the one that's
the foul official
that's out on the wing.
It was a couple things. Ibrahim has driven left hard a couple times this game tonight, which is really impressive to go to your offhand and attack the rim, part one. Part two. I've already counted, I think, 4 second-chance points for Marple. They're getting a lot of offensive rebounds.
She misses the first. Go ahead.
Sorry. And you got to keep Levy off the boards. If you don't, even now on a foul shot, you better block her out because she's relentless, number 15.
Doles picks up her second foul. That's something to keep an eye on. And Briano's second free throw attempt. It is up and good. Marple Newtown leads 9-3. And Briano's on the board with 1 point. Brought up by Serene. But to Mark's point, it has been offensive rebounding and controlling the glass. Serene throws it, and now another turnover for Radner. Mastardi kicks it out. O'Brien, open three. It's good!
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
11-3, Marple Newtown, capitalizing on these turnovers.
Serene
pulls it herself, rattles in. She gets a three of her own.
That was great.
Both teams exchange threes.
That's the way to answer it.
40
yes,
seconds
it
left.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
That's Kirby into the game from Marple Newtown. His handoff goes to O'Brien. She finishes it with her left. 25 seconds left in the first quarter. Tigers lead 13-6. Serene to the far corner. Open three for Radner. Too strong. Rebound brought down.
Rebound.
Great board by Levy. They'll look for the last shot. 10 seconds and counting. 8. It's brought up by O'Brien. Foul line jumper off the glass and in. She does the Jordan. I can't believe it went in. That will do it for the first quarter. 15-6 Tigers, and they're capitalizing on turnovers. You are listening to this presentation of high school basketball on Delco Hoops.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Todd Lights, public address announcer for the Los Angeles Dodgers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here at DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back to Marble Newtown High School, where we have a 15-6 lead for the Marble Newtown Tigers, leading here in the first quarter. After one, Mary O'Brien has 7 points to lead Marble Newtown. Been a very good back-and-forth game early. Good defense, but Marble Newtown's taking advantage of some of the Radnor turnovers.
Turnovers has been big. Marple shooting 6 for 12, 50%. Radnor 2 for 8, 25%. Marple 2 for 5 from beyond the arc, 40% shooting. 1 for 4, but I agree that it's the turnovers. Radnor has to take care of the ball a little bit, but Marple's pressure's been pretty relentless.
Radnor inbounds the ball. Serene has it near side. Hands off for Gallagher. Ball off the foot. There's a foul that's called. Goes against number 2, Catherine Kirby, for Marple. Her first. Radnor has the ball. Gets it into Serene. Drives baseline. Is fouled by Mary O'Brien.
Wow.
That's kind of silly.
Well, team's fifth foul. Her first.
And Mary's going to her left hand a lot.
Once again, Radnor to inbound under the basket. Thrown out. Three-pointer offline by Monahan. Rebound taken by Mastardi. Ahead. Finds O'Brien on the left wing. Straight away, Mastardi. Kirby dribbles out high. Hands off to Levy. Finds O'Brien. Thought about the three. Dribbles baseline. Lays it up and in for two.
That's her 6th point in the lane today.
Serene across the timeline into the front court, dribbling right. Passes it back for Gallagher. Lets the shot go off the rim and over the backboard out of bounds. Marple takes possession, leading 17-6, 7:08 to go here in the second quarter.
To make it simple here, they can't contain them. Marple's getting to the rim every time they want to go to the rim, and that's a bad recipe to win a playoff game.
That it is. O'Brien across the timeline. Has it straight away, calling out the play. Finds Levy. And across for Mastardi.
Oh, boy. Here we go again.
And Priano to the lane, lays it up and in for two. And there's a Radnor timeout with 6:46 to go here in the second quarter, with Marble Newtown leading 19-6. We'll be back in a moment right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Century 21 agent Sandra McCulley has 15 years of real estate experience and is a lifelong resident of Delaware County. Sandra is a multi-million dollar producer and quality service award agent. Her 3 children are Strathaven graduates. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Call Sandra now to discuss your home buying or selling needs at 610-494-9520.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ron Jaworski, former Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back to Marble Newtown High School, where the Tigers lead the Raptors 19-6. Mary Serene has the ball in the backcourt and dribbling up the court. Looks like a 2-3 zone from Marple. Finds Monahan on the left wing. Quickly moved back to Serene. Baseline pass into the paint. Up, no good. Rebound taken by Radnor. Thought about the three was Gallagher. Finds Serene. Long two is up and good from
Ava Gummel.
Her first basket tonight. As Mastardi brings it across the timeline, has Mary O'Brien, and gives the ball off to her. O'Brien out high. Finding Kirby. Straight away, Impriano. Down low for Levy. Up, no good. Rebound taken by Serene. Pushing the pace ahead. Pulls up. Thought about the three. Hands it off of Gallagher. Lets the three fly it. It's good.
Uh-oh.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
She has no fear, Andrew. She'll shoot it.
Absolutely no fear there. O'Brien driving to the lane. Shot is blocked by Gallagher. Rebound taken by Wolfington. Gallagher pushing the pace. Shot is blocked by Impriano. O'Brien takes it, the ball in the backcourt, and slows up the pace here with 5:17 to go. Marple leading 19-11. Dribble handoff, Impriano. Has it out high, driving, and is fouled by Gummel. Her first tonight.
I think Radnor's got to do a little better job just of showing help. These girls are just attacking these seams and drive right to the basket. They have to show a little help a little sooner and maybe deter them from getting so close to the rim.
Mastardi inbounds. Finds O'Brien. Mastardi out left wing. Straight away, O'Brien. O'Brien in possession out high. Looking, finds Impriano down low. Dribbles, turns, left-hand layup, no good. Rebound taken by Yurchek. Serene across the timeline, almost double dribbles. finds Gallagher on the right wing. Gets a pick, ball into the corner. Gallagher, straightaway three, up, no good. Offensive rebound, tie-up. Possession arrow with Marple Newtown. They will retain possession with 4.5 to go here in the second quarter.
That's Paige Urchak. She's feisty for sure. Again, maybe a quick shot. I think Radnor might want to work around a little bit more than that.
O'Brien up into the front court. Looking at movement.
If Impriano makes her inside shot, she's going to kill him.
Three ball from Mastardi on the left wing. No good. Rebound taken by Urchak. Ahead.
Nice pass.
Good pass. Finds Monahan, lays it up and in for two.
That's easy baskets. Playoff games, you need some easy baskets in transition.
That was a very easy basket there.
Radnor's making a run.
Impriano finds O'Brien out high. Straight away. Man-to-man defense from the Raptors. Mary O'Brien dribbling out. Hands off Impriano. Finds Levy. Back out straight away, Impriano. Mastardi. O'Brien drives to the lane, up, no good. Rebound taken by Gallagher, by Monahan.
But she got right to the rim again.
And stolen away by Mary O'Brien. Made a great defensive play there. Dribbling, takes it to the lane, up through contact on Monahan. O'Brien to the line to shoot two.
And guess what? O'Brien is, I mean, she's taking the initiative to take the ball to the rack almost every time she can. I can't tell you right now. Right now we're over 12 shots in the lane for Marple, which I think is what they have to do.
Yep.
She's
you
been
know?
Very aggressive here tonight.
And guess what? It's paid off.
First free throw is up off the back rim. No good. Too strong.
Free throw for everybody is 50% right now. Everybody's got, you know, 50%. They've only shot two shots. You know, the players have had two shots, only made one.
So what are you saying? Is it going in?
Second shot here.
Should
from
if it's
O'Brien.
Consistent.
He's a betting man.
Shot is up.
It is.
Nothing
but
net. Games. He's good, isn't he? Come on,
9 points for Mary O'Brien. Serene.
Do I hear applause out there?
Good.
Across the timeline.
The crowd goes wild.
Good move.
Bucket up and good from Gummel.
Show and go.
O'Brien out high straight away. Finds Impriano. And hands off Levy. Lets the three ball fly up.
Ooh.
Rims out, no good.
That was close.
Ball taken. Into the front court, Serene. Out left wing. Now near side three is good from Monahan.
They might call it a two, I think.
It was two.
Foot on the line.
Long two is up and good.
But you got a ball game, people.
And there's a timeout from Marple Newtown. They'll want to settle this down here. 2:39 to go in the second quarter. Marple leads this one 20-17. We'll be back with more high school basketball on DelcoHoops.com.
Looking for ways to reach families in Delaware County? DelcoHoops.com not only broadcasts our high school basketball games live, but they also are fully archived so our listeners can tune in at their leisure 24/7 to listen to their favorite broadcast. Go to DelcoHoops.com and contact us to find out about our sponsorships. Link your business to the fun and excitement of high school basketball. High school basketball and your company, a great combination.
This is Mark Zumoff, here to tell you high school basketball never sounded so good, right here on DelcoHoops.com.
And we're back here at Marple Newtown High School. 2:37 and counting here to go in the second quarter. Marple leads this one 20-17. O'Brien hands off Impriano. Straight away, Mastardi thinks about the three, lets it fly up, and good!
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
And she's her shooter. She should have. She's open. That should be her shot every time.
Giuseppe finds the shot, lets it fly. Ball in the front court. Marple in man-to-man. Ball taken to the lane.
Nice. Yeah, Paige Yerchak will get two foul shots.
Yerchak.
Nice little move there, right? Good entry pass by Caroline Monahan. Went to her left hand. Got rewarded with a foul. Two foul shots.
First foul against Brooke Impriano.
Good strong take.
First shot is up. Nothing but net from Yerchak.
That was a high arcing shot.
I wanted to see if you guys noticed that. Paige last year in one practice, I believe she hit the roof. We had knocked down some dust off the roof.
Second shot from Yerchak here. High arc. What? Nothing on that one. Was
Mike's a betting
but
man. He's still one for one. Both teams have all hit 50%.
And I am not rooting for them to fail 50% of the time.
2 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Marple leads this one 23-18. O'Brien straight away finds Mastardi in the corner. Guarded closely by Serene. Finds Impriano at the foul line.
I agree.
Mastardi moved her feet before the ball hit the ground. That's a travel turn and a turnover.
This is a big possession, guys. There are 16 fouls, Marple. Any foul here goes to the 1-1. Put a little pressure on with a bucket.
Once again, Serene into the front court. Man-to-man defense from Marple. Entry pass for Gummel. Out high. Finds Yerchak. Down low into the paint. Quadruple teamed, and there's a tie-up. Possession arrow stays with the Raptors. Here with 1:28 to go in the second quarter.
5-point game.
5-point lead for Marple.
Even without their center, Ellie Davis, I like the fact they're throwing the ball in the post a couple times here. They're getting rewarded with that. If Ava was a little quicker with the pass out, I think Mary was open on the corner for a 3-point shot.
And there's a little bit of moisture on the court that they're trying to clean up here before the inbound play. Radner to inbound.
Man, they got away with a shove.
Oh, yeah.
Got it in.
She's open.
Ooh.
Through the hands of Monahan. Finds.
Oh, what a move. Kate Gallagher all the way.
Gallagher to the lane up for two.
3-point game,
Three
kids.
3-point game here with a minute to go. Mary O'Brien once again to the lane up. No good. Rebound taken by Gummel. Finds Gallagher. Looking to push the tempo. Finds the girl. Cutting to the lane is Yerchak. And is...
It was knocked out of bounds. Yeah,
knocked out of bounds.
Good hands by Marple.
Rider
ball.
Left.
58 seconds to go here in the second quarter. 3-point lead, Marple. Oh. Almost a 5-second call. Finds Monahan to the corner. Three up, no good. Offensive rebound taken by Gallagher, laid up and in for two. Cuts the lead to one. 45 seconds of counting to go here in the second quarter. 23-22, Marple leads. O'Brien across the timeline. They may hold for one.
Yep. 3-2 zone for Radner.
O'Brien wide open three, lets it fly up and good.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
Serene hands off Gallagher. Straight away, Three ball is no good. O'Brien brings the ball across the court with 10 to go. Mastardi wide open three, lets it fly, no good. Fouled underneath is DeBona. That's the second foul against Monahan.
Maybe on the floor, the foul. I think they're calling that foul on the floor, Andrew.
Wait. So we won 1-1?
No, they're 16 foul.
That was the sixth.
He caught on the floor.
He pointed going up.
Yeah, he caught on the floor.
The foul is on the floor.
Yeah. Okay.
Sub into the game for Radnor, number 40, Maddie Bader, in for Monahan. Mastardi to inbound underneath with 5.7 to go. Bounce pass
steal
for Levy, stolen away. Ball on the ground. Gallagher fires it as time expires. That's no good. And we head to halftime here with the score. Marple Newtown 26, Radnor 22. We'll be back for halftime commentary in a moment on DelcoHoops.com.
Keystone Quality Transport supports youth sports in Delaware County by being a key sponsor of this broadcast and DelcoHoops.com. Promoting health, good sportsmanship, competition, and fair play throughout our 44 high school boys and girls basketball teams is important to Keystone Quality Transport and their 500-plus employees. Follow the high school basketball season right here on DelcoHoops.com, proudly sponsored by Keystone Quality Transport.
Ready for a great breakfast or lunch? You have to try the Country Deli on Middletown Road in Media. Open 7 days a week from 6:30 in the morning, with lunch being served at 11 a.m. Every Wednesday night is pasta night, with hours from 4:30 until 8. Come be part of their family and enjoy comfort food at its finest at the Country Deli at 1176 North Middletown Road in Media.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, from football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's...
Wouldn't a delicious pizza taste good right now? And there's no better pizza than a double-decker pizza from their Media location on Baltimore Avenue. Double-decker is the home of the original inside-out pizza. Double-decker also offers great salads, wings, wraps, and burgers, and sandwiches of all kinds. You can eat in their wonderful double-decker dining room, or take out, and delivery is available as well. Call right now to order your pizza at 610-565-1345. Store is also located in Ridley Park and Glen Olden.
The Swarthmoreian Weekly Newspaper has partnered up with HavenFootball.net. The Swarthmoreian was established in 1893 and is a true community newspaper and covers the Wallingford-Swarthmore School District, as well as events in Swarthmore, Wallingford, and surrounding communities. Get your copy every Friday at 320 Market or Swarthmore Co-op, or call 610-543-0900 for a mailed subscription. For all the local news, read the Swarthmoreian every week.
This is Mark Zumoff, and you're listening to High School Basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back. It's halftime here at Marple Newtown High School. I'm Dave DePasco, alongside Mark Jordan, Andrew Kaufman, who just provided play-by-play in the second quarter, and the man running it all, Mike Mayer. It's 26-22, Mark, and Radnor made one heck of a run in the second quarter.
Yeah, they closed with it at 1 point. I want to say they went on a 14-2 run or so to get back into this. Some quick stats. Marple shot 10 for 24 that first half, 3 for 9 beyond the arc. Radnor shot 9 for 22. They shot 2 for 9 beyond the arc. Somehow Marple got 14 shots in the paint, which I think should be their MO. Just keep attacking the paint. Radnor did a really poor job of defending, I thought, early on. They cleaned up a little bit late and stopped letting all that penetration go in. But Marple was sort of slowly just getting the Radnor girls, you know, fanned out a little bit, and they were just gutting him pretty much up right to the rim.
And led by O'Brien with a game high on both sides, 12 points, and she's been a crafty finishing with the left.
She got, and we thought, you know, Mary Stream was the point guard that was going to get in the lane a lot. She's had six shots already in the lane, and she's converted three of them so far.
And Impriano's been their go-to, you know, on the pass down low, and she's had decent shots, layup potential. Boy, she just is having trouble finding the basket.
Now, I'm curious to see if they flip it to her, because she's struggling on the left side. There's no doubt. She's right-handed. Mm. Let's see if those picks are now set on the right side and see if they let her finish with her strong hand.
Well, they can try. The problem now is I think that Radner's starting to catch on to that and starting to block that shot up a little bit. So we're, you know, and of course in playoff basketball, if they're going to give you something, you got to make it count. And but, you know, streaks are streaks, and sometimes you can't find the bucket. Right now, interestingly enough, we have a pure 50% free throw shooting, which is really weird. I mean, that's just, we've had, let's see, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 attempts from both teams. Five buckets gone in, obviously. By the way, foul trouble, the only players really are with
Dole,
Radner.
I believe, right?
They've got, Monahan's got two, and Dole has two. Everybody else is, you know, whoever's got a foul is one each. So there's really nothing blatant about that that anybody has to worry about, at least not yet. I'm going to be anxious to see, you know, because basketball's so streaky, is, you know, Marple Newtown going to come out now and kind of own the paint again as they did in the first quarter, or is Radner on a roll?
They definitely owned the boards early on. They were up the rebound battle probably 10-2 or so early. Radner closed that gap late. I guess my other big point is when I go in the locker room, you sort of look at your big-time players. So Mary Serene for Radner has only attempted 4 shots, 2 for 4 this half. She has to get more involved. Haley Levy only has 6 attempted shots, 3 for 6. You mentioned, I think,
she started all of them in the first quarter.
Right, so I think she might have 1 shot attempt that second quarter. So I think you have to go back to the people who got you into this game and got you into this playoff and see whoever plays better out of those two. Because, you know, they're the ones who basically have gotten you there. But the flip side is Mary O'Brien has gotten to the rim whenever she wanted to. With her left, to the left hand a lot. She's a right-hand shooter, and she's going to her left a lot. I've been pretty impressed.
So let me ask you, Coach.
Yeah.
You've seen a diamond press. Mm-hmm. You've seen a 3-2. Man, 2-3. You've seen it pretty much all here in the first half. What, both sides, what do you call it? When you're switching things up, you can continue to see a bunch of junk-type defenses. You're going to see a 1-3-1 like we saw early for Radner?
I think from the Marple side, I would press them the whole time. I think they have a better, you know, a better core group of athletes, and girls are a little more basketball seasoned, if you would. And, you know, they're the higher seed, and I would always put the onus on you. So when we felt we were more athletic, we would just press you pretty much the entire time and say, let's go. And then if you cross the half court, we would backtrap you once or twice and just make it the whole trapping game. I hope to speed you up a little bit into a fast-paced game, maybe without Mary Serene shooting the ball, but you can live with that.
All right, we're going to go ahead and take a break. You're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcaHoops.com, where high school basketball has never sounded so good. Stay tuned for the second half. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Looking for ways to reach families in Delaware County? DelcaHoops.com not only broadcasts our high school basketball games live, but they also are fully archived so our listeners can tune in at their leisure 24/7 to listen to their favorite broadcast. Go to DelcaHoops.com and contact us to find out about our sponsorships. Link your business to the fun and excitement of high school basketball. High school basketball and your company, a great combination.
The Swarthmoreian Weekly Newspaper has partnered up with HavenFootball.net. The Swarthmoreian was established in 1893 and is a true community newspaper and covers the Wallingford-Swarthmore School District as well as events in Swarthmore, Wallingford, and surrounding communities. Get your copy every Friday at 320 Market or Swarthmore Co-op or call 610-543-0900 for a mailed subscription. For all the local news, read the Swarthmoreian every week.
Keystone Quality Transport supports youth sports in Delaware County by being a key sponsor of this broadcast and DelcaHoops.com, promoting health, good sportsmanship, competition, and fair play throughout our 44 high school boys and girls basketball teams is important to Keystone Quality Transport and their 500-plus employees. Follow the high school basketball season right here on DelcaHoops.com, proudly sponsored by Keystone Quality Transport.
Welcome back to the second half of tonight's basketball game. Tonight's sponsors are the 500 employees of Keystone Quality Transport, supporting high school basketball in Delaware County.
The Swarthmoreian Weekly Newspaper, true local coverage of Swarthmore, Wallingford, and surrounding neighborhoods. Published since 1893.
Sandy McCauley at Berkshire Hathaway Home Services and Media. Give her a call when buying or selling your home. The Delaware County Daily Times. All high school sports every day. Now back to the second half with Dave DePasqua and Andrew Kaufman.
Welcome back for second half action here. Marple Newtown High School, Newtown Square, Pennsylvania. I'm Dave DePasqua alongside Coach Mark Jordan, Mike Mayer, and Andrew Kaufman. This is the number 3 seed of Marple Newtown Tigers taking on the number 6 seed at Radnor Raptors in the Girls Central League Tournament. 20 seconds until the beginning of the second half.
Let's do a quick update.
Go ahead,
the only
Mike.
Score I've got that I can find right now is halftime. Garner Valley is up 13 over Conestoga 8, which is a very low-scoring first half, particularly
Absolutely.
For boys basketball.
That's crazy.
So that's nuts. I'm looking for the other boys game. I don't know who's covering the girls
Haverford's
game.
Haverford's up big in boys basketball over Pancras. We don't have an actual score, but I know they're up big. And then the other game for the boys.
Yeah, here we got set. We got halftime. Haverford okay. 32, Pancras 9.
32-9?
Yeah.
It's important to know Haverford just beat Lower Marion a couple days ago. And second half action coming at you here. Marple Newtown will start with the ball kicked into O'Brien, and away we go. They look for Levy in the paint. They kick it to Mastardi on her strong right side. Back out, O'Brien drives to the paint, kick to the corner, and Levy too strong. Mastardi on the board, another extra possession for the Tigers. Mastardi loses the handle, trapped in the corner, looking to kick it out. She's got nowhere to go, but there's a foul called on. Number 51 of Ratner and Gummel.
That's her second.
I thought she stepped out of bounds, to be honest with you.
Too far. We're sitting on the far side corner here in Marple Newtown High School. Our first foul on Gummel, her second of the game. Mastardi to throw this one in. O'Brien around on the wing. The inbound to her. Kick to the top of the key. Mastardi was the setup three. Instead, she kicked it out. Resets. Yurchak draped all over. Kick to the corner. Mastardi back to O'Brien. O'Brien has her if she wants it. It's a man-to-man defense for Radnor. Marple Newtown lead 26-22. Is kicked to the corner to Mastardi. Double drive. Three-point attempt for DeBonis. Up and good. DeBonis three is good. 29-22. Marple Newtown comes out and draws first blood. A foul on Marple Newtown's O'Brien on the reach on the far side.
That gives her two, I believe. Yep.
Your check to throw this one in. It's a lob play. It's up. It's no good on the jumper. Haley grabs another board for the Tigers. Man-to-man defense for Radnor. It's set up. Impriano on the wing. Kicks it to the far side. O'Brien thought about a three. Side to reset. Mastardi now at the top of the key. Impriano on the far side. Tosses it. Instead dribbles it out and resets. That's a long three Mastardi thought about. Impriano now thinks about the three on the far side and resets. So Marple Newtown is not afraid to shoot the three.
It is
a rebound by Levy. The putback. Thought she was fouled. Instead, Radnor trying to capitalize, pushing the tempo all the way into the paint.
Oh my God.
No good, and it's a jump ball. Good effort. A serene jump shot is no good. Jump ball will be in favor of the visiting Radnor Raptors.
Two quick problems. One, Marple's rebounding every ball here, which is a problem. And two, Radnor's two shots so far this half have not touched the iron. Not a good sign.
Marple Newtown started out with a large run, followed by Radnor in the second quarter.
Oh my.
I will say this about the officiating. There was nothing being called a blade and shove in the back in the first half. Now you're seeing ticky-tack, reach-ins.
But
they're calling it both ways, that's all that matters.
In a playoff game, everything escalates a little bit.
Yeah.
And both these coaches are both pretty passionate guys.
It's called to the far side. Little dribble drive down. Gummel. And it's blocked, but they call the reach-in as she goes to the line to shoot two.
Again, great job by Ava Gummel looking for contact. You're just looking to get hit, and they gave her the two shots.
Now, if Mike was a betting man, he's going to say
oh boy.
He's going to go one for one. Here we go. Gumbel, 5:58 here in the third quarter. Marple Newtown leads by 7. Gumbel's first free throw up and good.
Well, you know what that means.
Michael.
Better box out is what he's trying to say.
Hero.
That's really what he's trying to say here.
She's going to make this one.
Gumbel into the Marple Newtown student section, and Mike continues to streak. Out on Radner. Generous call goes to Marple Newtown.
Once again. Somewhat questionable call.
All right. Well, we had the favor of seeing that right in front of our face, but that one was not so good.
That wasn't really that hard.
All right. Here we go. 6-point game, 5:50 here in the third. O'Brien brings it up. Draped all over her was Serene, but they call it for the reach.
Well, if we played 2 minutes and 13 seconds. That's the fifth foul already.
So I think that's the sixth, because isn't that the third on Radner?
I think it was two.
Now it's second? All right.
Seems like you're calling the second half a lot tighter than the first.
They are. That's for sure. But Mastardi to the lane. Up, no good. Levy on the board. Tosses it up and in, controlling the glass. That's her ninth point of this one. 5:30 here in the third quarter. Marple Newtown extends their lead to 8. Radner looking to answer. Gumbel's shot is blocked. Tipped on the way up on the right side. Levy getting a piece of it. O'Brien slowly brings the ball up, sets the offense up for the Tigers. Kick to the far side, set play from Mastardi, too strong. Crashing the boards was the Bona, but Monahan grabs that one. Monahan dribbles it up for the Raptors. The Bona all over as she tosses it to the wing. Reset. That is Serene bringing it out. She's looking to drive with her left.
It's going up.
They're going to call a foul on the floor of Mastardi.
That's their fourth team foul with almost 5 minutes to go in the quarter here.
I guess we'll be seeing a lot of free throws.
Yeah, but I think that's
stretch.
What Radner has to do. I think Radner has to take initiative and drive the lane. They weren't ready.
Spike block by Impriano on Gallagher.
Okay, she was ready.
As the dribble to the far side, reset by Gallagher. But Mastardi is now in foul trouble for the Tigers because she has 3 in this one. Serene can take her if she wants.
She should.
That's a far side because she has 3. Now the bone is on her. They switch on defense.
No.
Gallagher thought she had a man coming up and said nobody was home. Turnover on Radner.
It's good defense. I think Radner was right trying to probe and try to go drive into the paint. Mwapa would not let them go.
She checks out of the game. Number 40, Bader checks back in for Radner. 4:28 here. Marple Newtown leads 31-23. They've come out swinging to begin the second half. Kirby on the far side. Kicks it to Levy along the wing. She's looking to drive. Little dribble drive. Now a reach on Radner.
That was Coach Walski earning that one. He didn't like the last touch foul down here. And they might have gotten one back.
34.
That's correct. Yeah, your check second. Inbound from Marple Newtown will be Kirby. The sophomore looking for the wing. She got it. O'Brien, can she drain another one? No good. Impriano, loose ball. Once again, another Marple Newtown offensive possession.
Story of both first and third quarters.
Kirby to the wing, kicks it down low. Great position by Levy. She finishes with the left.
And again, I think it's where she should be, right down there in the
the low post. Just like her brother and sisters.
Ha!
10-point game, Marple Newtown's largest lead. Kick to the paint, it's up. No good on the jumper. Loose ball, this time Radner grabs it as Monahan. It's a 3 for Radner, they need it, Serene 3.
Another Keystone Transport 3-pointer.
Timeout, Radner will step aside with 3:40 here in the third. Marple Newtown leads. You're listening to Delco Hoops. Don't go anywhere, Park Basketball coming up next.
This broadcast is copyrighted by DelcoHoops.com for the private use of our listening audience. Any other use or reproduction of this broadcast without DelcoHoops.com's consent is prohibited.
This is Mark Zumoff, and you're listening to High School Basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back to Marble Newtown High School, where the Tigers lead 33-26. A couple of quick updates from around the Central League. Haverford at halftime leading Pencrest 32-9. And Garnet Valley leads Conestoga 13-8 at the half.
Welcome back. It's the third quarter after the Radnor timeout. Go ahead, Mark.
Are they playing with peach baskets in that game? Andrew, can we verify?
And rocks.
O'Brien brings it up to Impreano. Marple Newtown leads 33-26. Levy's feeling it. Three from the corners. No good, though. Pushing the pace is Radnor. Serene looks left, goes right, and Seth fakes and finishes with the left. Beautiful roll. Beautiful. Take her 11th point. She's in double digits now.
We said Serena Levy have to come out, right?
She's keeping them in this game.
That's Kirby on the far side to look to Levy in the paint. Nothing doing. They reset. 3 minutes to go here in the third. Impreano around the horn to O'Brien. A little zone defense coming out. It's a three by Marple Newtown. Too strong. Tipped out by Levy. And they're going to call on Marple Newtown's the Bona.
Oof. Couple things. Radnor went zone, 3-2 zone last couple times. Got quick three the first time. That was worked around for a three. Missed them both and got both rebounds secured.
Marple Newtown's getting three happy.
They had early on. They took 53 threes in the two games. And guess what? They were almost close to getting run out of here, Radnor, and now they're a bucket within a...
That's Murray. All right, back to action. Serene around the corner has a little pick and roll. She lost the ball, but it was tipped. Fans are claiming for a double dribble, but nothing doing. It's this kick to the far side of Monahan. Man-to-man defense from Marple Newtown. Dumped down low, kick to the far side. Serene has the baseline. She wanted it. Dribble, kicked out. Good defense by O'Brien. Oh. She's forced wide open down low.
Megan Dole.
She missed her, though. Nobody was home. Loose ball. It's going to be a jump ball in favor of the Tigers.
Boy, I tell you, the aggressiveness of these two teams, this is about an inch away from a prize fight. I mean, these ladies are getting angry and aggressive.
They weren't calling anything in the first half. Now they're getting tighter.
And again, this is the sixth time they've played in almost the last calendar year. I think we started last January. So literally in the span of 13 months, you play six times.
Yep.
They're quite familiar with one another.
And this will be the deciding factor as Marple Newtown and Radnor regular season split 1-1. 2 minutes to go here in the third. O'Brien thought about a long-distance three from the wing. Instead, pulls it out to Kirby. I don't know. Is it kick to Impreano in the corner?
Ooh.
Clean look. That's Levy on the board. Who needs a low post touch when she can finish herself?
But those 2 points are what's going to win this game for Marple Newtown, in my opinion.
13 points for Levy.
It's a foul on
DeBona as they're all over Serene.
She's displaced the screener. And now it's interesting. You have almost 10 minutes of game time where it's going to be shooting fouls for Radnor. So now, I tell the girls, we're going to
go. Go back to your point. We talked about fouls. That's the bonus third. They're both guarding Serene. That's Monahan bringing it back out. And she'll set up this offense for Radnor. Man-to-man defense for Radnor. From up on his end. She jumps to Impreano on the fast break. Finishes at the board. She misses the layup. Kick to the far side. Serene. Back in the corner, Marple Newtown applying pressure. 1:20 here in the third quarter. Bell was wide open once again, throwing her hands up, but Marple Newtown's Kirby is able to get back on defense. They kick the Dole in the paint. She's bowling her way. That's a walk. She took an extra step down low in the paint. Turnover on the Raptors.
She got hit pretty good, but it was funny. They may have gotten away the foul on that breakaway drive by Impreano last time as well.
Good defense by her to read and jump the pass, but doesn't mean much if you don't convert the bucket.
Yep.
O'Brien brings this one up. 1 minute to go here in the third. DeBona, a little zone action for Radnor. Kicked to the far side. Impreano can knock down that shot. Instead, looks it. Had a reverse layup, but she wanted it. Instead, kicked it back out. O'Brien, Levy for three in the corner. Too strong. Marple Newtown not converting. They're going to say out of bounds off Radnor. That's a turnover.
Yeah,
Monahan couldn't hold it.
She tripped. I mean, she lost her footing and the ball went.
She could have been helped down.
Yeah.
but here we go.
She's pretty athletic. The trip part is kind of awkward. That was Marple's sixth three-point attempt from that left baseline in the quarter, which averages out to be almost 25 attempts from that spot in a game.
Three subs for the Raptors with 40 seconds left. Some fresh legs for them as they reset. Extended 3-2 zone for Radnor. I want to see if Marple Newtown can go into the middle because Levy can hit that jump shot, but we haven't seen her do much of that tonight.
Instead, they go to her in the paint. The finish is easy with the left.
No good. But that was a strong take by Levy with the defender on her back.
You got a two-footer. That's perfect.
20 seconds left. They're going to call foul on Ampriano. And they're at 101 for the rest of the game.
And it's going to be two shots rest of the game. They get a couple more fouls.
Marple Newtown in foul trouble. Mastardi, DeBona, and Ampriano all have three fouls, all of which are starters for the Tigers.
Interesting. Might have to go to their bench. It looks like Coach Wolski is going to the bench.
Let me see if he takes out Ian. He will take out Ampriano, and substitute is Corey. It's important to note that Radner is shooting right into the Marple Newtown student section. Gumball to the line. 101. Shot up and good.
Oh, here we go again.
He took the words right out of my mouth.
I'm not going to look at Mike.
Substitute for Marple Newtown.
When Corey came in for Marple Newtown,
it's all
offense, big cheer, defense. Got a big chair from the student section. Big smile on her face is pretty cute. You don't see that in the NBA.
Mastardi.
You're right.
Replaces Kirby. Offense, defense. Second free throw breaks the trend, Mike. Both free throws are good. There it goes to 50% ratio.
All right, you remember my money.
Uh-oh.
15 seconds. Race down. Corner three. DeBona. It's good!
Gosh. Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
5 seconds. 4, 3, 2. To the lane. Up and good at the buzzer is Gallagher's layup. They're going to count it. That will do it for the third quarter. Marple Newtown leads 38-32. You're listening to this presentation of high school basketball on Delco Hoops, which has never sounded so good.
Keystone Quality Transport supports youth sports in Delaware County by being a key sponsor of this broadcast and DelcoHoops.com, promoting health, good sportsmanship, competition, and fair play throughout our 44 high school boys and girls basketball teams is important to Keystone Quality Transport and their 500-plus employees. Follow the high school basketball season right here on DelcoHoops.com, proudly sponsored by Keystone Quality Transport.
Hi, everyone. This is Greg Murphy from the Phillies broadcast team, where high school basketball never sounded so good, right here at DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back for fourth quarter action. Andrew giving you updates from around the league.
Garden Valley leads Conestoga 20-13 after three quarters of play, and Pencrest trails, who is that?
That's Haverford.
38-21 with a minute and a half to go in the third quarter.
Do we have an update on Harrodin, Garnet Valley, and
we
another girls' game?
We do not.
Okay.
Girls. Do you get anything, Mark, from
Harrodin? I saw early on Garnet was up 13-6 early at Harrodin for the girls' part. Quick stat update. Rather only took 8 shots that quarter. 3 for 8, 1 for 1 from three-point land, 2 for 7 from inside the paint, inside the lane. Marple was 5 for 16, 2 for 9 from three-point land. I don't quite understand it. They took 6 of their shots right from the left baseline, that same spot, and went 0 for 6 in that spot. From the right side, they were 2 for 3. Not bad.
Fourth quarter, we'll see if they can come back.
Here we go, the final corner.
Looks like zone.
Zareen brings it out. Marple Newtown changes up with the zone, as Mark said. Toss Gummel on the wing. So Marple Newtown primarily playing man-to-man defense, switches it up to begin the fourth quarter.
And they're in foul trouble with 17 fouls, so I think it's a great move by Coach Wolski.
Gallagher now on the wing. Reset. Toss to the far side is Dahl. 3 on the corner. No good. It's going to be over and back on Gummel. That's her third.
Yep, it's her third.
But it's only the team's fourth.
And a silly foul.
And if you're a coach, you'll take that, being aggressive, trying
maybe,
to get the board.
But the girl had it boxed out, and it was an air ball. So I think she could have read it a little better there. But right. She was going for the ball. You're right.
Inbound play. A little pressure by Radner. Set back up.
During a one-man press with Kate Gallagher.
Hey, one-on-one.
One of my favorites.
O'Brien kicks it to the corner. Mastardi. The Impriano, top of the key. O'Brien now on the far wing. They play a little back and forth. They're in zone.
Get around it. Yeah, but she can still post up in the zone, though, David.
Absolutely. I'm waiting for someone to flash high, though, Mark.
Yep.
Nobody seems to be in the middle. As O'Brien kicks it, and Brianna thought about a three. Nothing doing. As Marple Newtown now doing a little dribble drive as they're having one pick.
Right,
and Brianna blow by, and she'll go to the line to shoot two. Goes right by her man. Strong left-handed take. She'll go to the line to shoot two.
You know, watching a game live, and you guys watch a lot of games, obviously, over the years. But it seems like Marple's a step faster. So a lot of times I felt if I had the faster team, we're going to spread you out and we're going to try and cut you. And I feel like Marple, if they take their time and just spread them out a little bit, they can go to the rim off anybody, off any of the five, can break their girl down one-on-one. So they don't need to really set up for that corner three as really as they do.
Did she shoot?
She did. She missed the first.
Oh, my. Okay.
Checking into the game was Bader. She makes the second.
What a remarkable
thing. I know what happens.
7 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Marple Newtown leads 39-32. Serene brings it up. Let's see if they can get your check in the paint. She's high post.
Oh.
That's where he is. It's kicked to the far side. Serene back around the horn. She had a wide open free throw. Instead tosses the goal down low.
He's passing.
Good teammate. Finishes it. A little one-man press.
That's my favorite.
Brought up by Mastardi. Serene all over her.
Oh.
The left hand on the dive. And Briano,
oh,
too strong. She cannot finish on the left side tonight.
Mike said that early.
Brought up by Serene, trying to close this gap. It's only a 5-point game. Loose ball, but they're going to call a foul on O'Brien. But she was on her way down. The fans don't like it.
I agree with the fans. I think it was a tough call. But again, Serene sort of took initiative to just drive into her and then fall down. And she's an excellent foul shooter, by the way.
It's 1-1.
It's 50%, like everybody else.
And O'Brien now picks up her third.
Interesting.
That's four stars from Marple Newtown with three fouls.
Oh, my.
Misses the first. Rebound down by Impriano. The junior pulls down the board. 5-point ball game. Still with 6 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. I'm Dave DePasco alongside Mark Jordan, Andrew Kaufman, and Mike Mayer of Delco Hoops. Kick to the far side on the wing. Impriano.
Just give it her. Oh, my Lord.
Said they reset. I thought she had to take. That's why I called her name. As they continue doing the dribble drive, but no one's looked to actually attack the paint.
And she has
Marble
her man
Newtown.
On her back.
Mastardi, the Impriano. It is a man-to-man defense now for Ranners. They continue the switch. O'Brien
right on by.
Takes the pass, takes it to the lane, tosses it to the bucket, but not a foul call. And instead, Ranners racing.
Give it.
Serene kicks it to the corner for three. They need it. Instead, it's no good. Loose ball on the floor. It's brought down by O'Brien. Mastardi has numbers if she wants it. Instead, pulls it out.
Just give it to her in the paint. Oh, my Lord.
Timeout. Coach Walski, he'll talk this one over with 5:16 here in the fourth. Marple Newtown leads 5-5.
And you're listening to Delco Hoops, where high school basketball has never sounded so good, right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Todd Lights, public address announcer for the Los Angeles Dodgers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here at DelcoHoops.com.
Nothing this whole half.
Welcome back as it's the fourth quarter, 5:16 mark. As we're talking, Marple Newtown, if you start attacking the paint with Levy, you're golden.
I mean, I think they're golden, and she looked like she was trying to seal a couple times down there, had the girl on her back, and they don't want to quite pass the ball into the post. I think Coach Walski might have just mentioned that.
Well, based on the shots here, I mean, this should not be a 5-point game. You got Marple Newtown 39-34 over Radnor, and they should be up by at least 10.
I agree.
So Radnor's hanging in, and basically yeah. Marple Newtown is letting them hang in there.
Letting them hang in. It's a 5-point game with 5 minutes to go. Inbound to O'Brien. They're trapping her. She's along the far side. Coach Walski was not happy. And she was pushed out of bounds. They're calling everything tic-tac.
Yeah, he's
we'll keep
right.
It here. Go ahead.
He's right. I mean, yeah, the same bump they called down this end, he called, and he's got. So Coach Baxter was a little fired up early, and now Coach Walski's saying that was a knee into her knee, which it was, and they could have caught it. But like you said, sometimes the flow to a game, you want to sort of play through that. But now we have 5 minutes left. It's a playoff game. Again, these teams think they can win this league title. This is the first step to win it. On Monday night, they can both play in that game, and they both beat Haverford, so they both can.
Absolutely. So talking about the tournament.
Speaking of Haverford.
Go ahead.
After three, they lead Pinecrest 41-21.
Okay.
On the boys' side of the bracket.
And then the Conestoga game? No update yet?
Last I had seen, the lead had been cut to two by Conestoga.
Ooh, okay.
Really?
Timeout is over. O'Brien on the inbound. 5 minutes to go here in the fourth. Tigers lead by five. Toss to the far side. Radnor comes out with a trap. They call a foul on number 10, Megan Dole.
Well, it's so funny, but that was Coach Walsh getting that call about 2 minutes ago. He was talking about the same exact play, and he got it. Now they're in the penalty. That's their 16th foul.
One more.
And now Coach Baxter's not that happy.
One more, and they're in the bonus.
So now there should be no disguising this. We're going to the paint. We're driving to the lane. We're posting up Levy. Oh, no.
It's airmailed by O'Brien. She was looking for Mastari off the pick. Turnover to Tigers. Let's see if the Raptors can capitalize.
I agree. They're going to take it to the – you watch it. They're going to drive to the lane here for sure.
Now, if you're Tigers, do you go to zone? They do. Yep. You go to a 3-2 zone. Serene brings it up for Radner. Kicks it to the inside, to the corner. Come on the open J.
Uh-oh.
It's good.
Uh-oh.
Nice looking teamwork. Dole on the dish.
Yep. Dole was playing the high post as a guard and threw it out for – uh-oh.
Dribble
another turnover.
And a second turnover by O'Brien. Yep.
And it's playoff basketball. And I'm telling you, you know, you got to get these games more and more to get used to this. And the last couple of times they haven't got a shot off. And guess what? A three ball ties this thing.
That's right.
3-point ball game. Serene brings it down. Tigers change it up. They go to man. Well, to the far side. So they get out of the zone. Loose ball on the floor. It's stolen by Imbriano. Can she finish? She does! Coast to coast, Imbriano. She gets a steal and capitalizes.
That's
back
big.
Up to five. And that was huge. Two possession ball game.
It's only a five count.
Instead, it's kicked out. A little dribble drive by Radner. Down low in the paint.
Ooh.
It's good hands by Marple Newtown. They're going to say it bounced off, though. Marple Newtown takes over.
I think it was. They got a little clustered over there in the corner.
A little press.
The one-man press.
Gallagher. One-on-one with O'Brien all the way up. Little dribble handoff. They reset. And Priano to Mastardi. To DeBona. Back to Levy. Levy kicks it to O'Brien. With Cici post up off the slip.
She had the slip
on the pick and roll and didn't get it to her. Instead, it's kicked to the far corner. Mastardi thinks about a three. Changes her mind and drains it.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
Normally, Mark, when you hesitate, you miss. Instead, she drains it.
Good for Mastardi. What a tough shot that was.
Serene brings it up. Juracek on the wing. She got the pick. Kicks it to the Gummel on the far side. She brings it out. Imbriano all over. Foul on Marple Newtown's O'Brien. And that's important to note. That's her fourth foul. She is the pure point guard from Marple Newtown as there's 3 minutes left in this ballgame.
And I think he has to leave her in there. I mean, it's 3 minutes ago in the game. He has to play through it. It's so funny all these times you watch these different games. They don't let him play with three or four fouls. It's tough.
Right.
We're one plus. Uh-oh.
Should be a sub allowed because it's no one-on-one.
And Brianna, something happened. She's got a bloody nose or lip.
All right, so she has to check out as Kirby checks in. I didn't see anything happen over there. Misses the first.
Good God.
Marple Newtown takes over. O'Brien was just going to walk it up and then got some pressure from Gallagher.
Oh, and this is danger zone. I think one more basket gets it to double digits.
Absolutely. 8-point ball game.
They're running their delay game. A little triangle up top here, David.
We'll switch out. We'll see if they go to Levy in the paint. Instead, Mastardi takes it to the lane.
Nice.
Left-handed layup is no good.
The layups are...
Radner tried to save it in the corner. Gallagher threw it out, but instead...
Oh, boy.
Marple Newtown takes over. Check into the game number 42, Caroline Monahan.
Layups have just not worked for Marple Newtown all night. I mean, they just...
Can't
seem to find it.
That was a great drive, though, and that's the right there. We tell our girls now it's a layup or nothing. It's a layup or nothing. You have an 8-point lead with 2:30 to go.
Man-to-man defense almost stolen. Intended for Mastardi. Serene all over. O'Brien now. Here comes the trap. Kicks it to Levy. Marple Newtown content is bringing this one out and draining the clock.
Yep, they should be.
Has the bona in the corner. She drained, and now there isn't a call foul. That's a one-on-one. I think it's a little early for a reach-in
like that. I
think
it's way early for that, and it just required a couple traps, really.
If you're going to foul, go for the ball. She
of
just
course. So a little early. Again, I'm with you, Dave. I think it was a little too soon, and I think she's a good shooter. Probably the best shooter they have.
Mastardi at the line to shoot. 1-1 with 2:20 here in the fourth quarter. Makes the first. 9-point game. That's her 9th point. One more will put her in double digits. Leading the way for Marple Newtown is Levy tonight with 15. Second one is good. She makes them both. Serene brings this one up. 10-point ball game. Serene looks at the three instead, kicks it out. Monahan's open at top of the key. She has drained a few of those. Your check. Kicks it to her. Triple drive. Nobody's home. Serene, defender all over, and she walks. Felt the pressure on that one. Timeout, Radner with 2:02 here in the fourth quarter. Marple Newtown leads by 10, 46-36. You're listening to this Central League tournament game on Delco Hoops on DelcoHoops.com.
The Swarthmoreian Weekly Newspaper has partnered up with HavenFootball.net. The Swarthmoreian was established in 1893 and is a true community newspaper and covers the Wallingford-Swarthmore School District as well as events in Swarthmore, Wallingford, and surrounding communities. Get your copy every Friday at 320 Market or Swarthmore Co-op or call 610-543-0900 for a mailed subscription. For all the local news, read the Swarthmoreian every week.
This is Mark Zumoff, here to tell you high school basketball never sounded so good. Right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back. Go ahead, Mark.
I'm just looking at the shot attempts this half. It's kind of funny. Radner's taking 12 shot attempts in the field. Marple, 23. I mean, it sounds like, you know, when I used to run ball once in a while, once a night with the guys, they call some guys volume shooters, Mike. Yep. That means when they take enough shots, some go down. Just, you know, Marple's defense, give them some credit. Has been much better, I think, this half.
All right, go ahead.
Couple of quick updates. Over at Haverford, they lead 50-32 with 2 minutes to go. Ooh. Both teams have emptied their benches.
So they'll go to Radner. That'll be the game on Saturday.
And Conestoga takes the lead for the first time in that game, 25-24, minute 23 to go.
Wow.
Back to this one, 2 minutes to go at Marple Newtown High School. O'Brien brings it up. Radner looking the trap. Waiting as we're under 2 minutes. Kicks it to the far side and Kirby.
Take a foul there. Oh, boy.
Didn't take the foul. Instead, Mastardi drains. Don't dribbles it back out. See if they foul her.
No. Oh.
They did. The bump by Serene. She'll go to the line on the 1-on-1.
But they had a sub. They had Kirby in.
They did.
Sophomore sub. I think that's the one you want to take when the ball went to her.
And Brianna took it to Coach Walski. See if she can check back in. She will. She'll go to the table.
It's left.
And too strong. Radner brings it out. Down by 10. Need to hurry and push. Strong pick at the top by Yurchek. Brought back out. Gallagher thought about a three. Gummel now. She'll take the three. Too strong.
Nice rebound.
They're going to call a foul on Marple's Mastardi.
The guy who was right there didn't call a foul, but the guy across the court did.
Well, and actually hurt Radner there, because Paige Yurchek did a great job of sealing her off. She would have had a layup attempt.
I agree.
Dead.
Is that four from Mastardi?
That is four.
That is four.
She'll go to the line. Shooting two. It was not 1-on-1, so your check will get one more.
It's going to be tough here. Down 10 with a minute 28. They're going to have to get some traps and some steals quick.
She's right now only made one out of four.
And Kirby checks out, and Priano back in. Minute 28. Radner trails by 10. Your check, second free throw. High arcing shot. No good. Loose ball. Who's it going to go to? It goes to the Tigers.
Ava Gummel did a great job getting inside her girl, too, by the way.
Here comes the press. It's a matchup. Man-to-man press. Mastardi to inbound. We'll see if anyone goes deep. They go to Impriano on the home run pass.
You got to get up on him.
Now she's trapped. Dribbles it out. Mastardi to O'Brien.
Trap.
Takes her time. No foul yet. Now she gets tackled.
Who tackled her?
It's pretty good. Sign her up.
I've seen worse tackles for Radner this year. No offense. I've seen a lot of their football games.
A minute 13 here. Yeah. O'Brien to the line. It's still the 1-on-1, though.
Mm-hmm.
Final one of the 1-on-1.
I know.
All right, timeout.
Timeout, Radner. You want to step aside?
Yeah, let's step aside.
We'll step aside. Marple Newtown leads by 10 with a minute 13 left. You're listening to Delco Hoops on DelcoHoops.com.
Looking for ways to reach families in Delaware County? DelcoHoops.com not only broadcasts our high school basketball games live, but they also are fully archived so our listeners can tune in at their leisure 24/7 to listen to their favorite broadcast. Go to DelcoHoops.com and contact us to find out about our sponsorships. Link your business to the fun and excitement of high school basketball. High school basketball and your company, a great combination.
This is Mark Zumoff, here to tell you high school basketball never sounded so good, right here on DelcoHoops.com.
I guess the Radnor fans are giving up, Mark, as the entire student section just left.
Yes, that's the varsity basketball team getting ready to...
All 12 of them.
Work it, yes. They had no practice today, so they came here to cheer on the Radnor girls. But, you know, again, it's just going to be a long shot, obviously, for Radnor down by 10.
With a minute left.
Kudos to Marple a minute ago. But guess what? Marple's a tough team.
Oh, 100%. And they had this game in their grasp. Yeah. So O'Brien's at the line. She misses the first. And that was the last one-on-one tip back out. Levy gets the board. Kicked out to O'Brien. They're going to have to foul. And that's a foul on Serene. We'll see how many that is on her.
That's three.
That's her third.
Another rebound they didn't get. But you know what? The loss of Ellie Davis not being here, the inside presence for Radnor was huge. She would have dissuaded a lot of those drives that went to the lane. And it would have really changed the tenor of the game. She was there when Radnor defeated them a couple weeks ago.
So O'Brien's now at the line to shoot two. Makes the first. Now, it's important to note, this is just the start of our Central League coverage. We will be at Radnor on Saturday.
They
most
will be,
likely, it sounds
they,
like it's
they will be
correct.
Taking on Haverford. That game has gone final 53-38.
O'Brien makes the second.
That game's at 4 p.m. this Saturday.
Yep.
12-point ball game. Serene brings it up. Looking to drive. Hands it off for three. Her shot from the wing. No good. Marple Newtown's Impriano gets the board. Tossed to Debona. O'Brien brings it up. We'll see if they foul. If not, kick to the far side. Impriano.
Ten seconds. Oh, backcourt.
And it's backcourt. 46 seconds left.
Actually, the Marble coaches are right. He's right. You need both feet and the ball past the half court. It's going to get backcourt. I don't think it was there, but.
It was right on the half court line.
Right.
So to your feet and ball over. It doesn't ring.
Serene brings it up. Gallagher thought about a three. The Monahan, 35 seconds left. Serene, he's going to toss it. Instead, drives it.
She's tough.
Oh. Tough left-handed. Take to the left side of the hoop. No good.
Oh, pick it. Oh!
They're going to call a push-off
on
O'Brien, and that's her fifth. She's done.
Yeah. That was pretty physical.
So, let's see. Number two and Kirby will check in. Looks like Radnor's emptying the bench.
That always makes it more fun for you to start calling names.
24 seconds left.
Marple will have
to...
Well, I think they're trying to say it was two shots or not. I thought it was a shooting foul, too.
Regardless, isn't it two shots?
It's still a team foul, and it's on her.
Yeah, so Mary Screen has to come back in the game and shoot the two foul shots.
Some
confusion. So now she has to go back into the game to shoot.
Yeah, it was a player control foul.
All right, nothing like last seconds of Marple Newtown confusion.
Well played.
24 seconds.
Hey, he's right there. Stop it.
Misses the first. She has one more.
Yeah, nobody's done a great job on free throw shots tonight, I'll tell you that.
Marple Newtown with this win will go to Springfield on Saturday. That's a noon start for those. She makes the second. Sub.
Nandita Ganesh.
That's all you.
Coach Baxter, classy move. Put in some subs. Can say they play in the playoff game. Oh!
The tip, and it will still go to Marple Newtown. Good job by Dole to knock that one.
We do have an update from the other girls' quarterfinal. Garnet Valley knocks off Harrodin 47-30. They'll play at Haverford Saturday.
The travel.
And Massardi brings it in. Can't 20 seconds.
It's a traveling ride.
Coach Jordan's having a conniption.
You can't run the baseline.
Call.
It wasn't a made basket. They deflected up the backboard. It's a traveling
ride. I think they're ready to go home, Mark.
It's time to go. Everybody get a cold beverage.
All right, they're not going to foul. 5 seconds. That will do it. Marple Newtown wins 48-37. Let's get an interview with Haley Levy of Marple Newtown if we can. The senior led the team in points with 15 tonight. Marple Newtown will go to Springfield. Noon start at Springfield on Saturday. Number 15.
And Garner Valley will go to
Garner Valley
Haverford.
Will go to Haverford.
We did Haverford
for the girls
last
game.
Week, Andrew and I, and they have a very good Twin Towers over there.
Very good. And again, I would think they're a tough team, but Garner Valley's got a great freshman, and Joe Woods is a great coach. They've been there many times before, and they know each other so well.
Absolutely.
So that, you know, and so does Springfield and Marple. They know each other so well. So this is making out to be a great Final Four for the girls' side and the boys' side.
And the boys' side of the bracket, Haverford will take on Radnor in our game of the week. But the other game, Conestoga and Garnet Valley, that's going to overtime.
Oh, wow.
Great game, Haley. As Marple Newtown won, you advance. You play Springfield on Saturday. What you thought was the difference? You guys were getting a little three happy, but you continued to seal your defender and make shots in the paint.
Yeah, we just have to take our time on offense.
So it was a little different, right?
Yeah. Sometimes we just, like, we run down and then we pass one. We pass once and then shoot.
What was it like playing your home court? Your senior year, it's a playoff game. Tell me about the atmosphere, because you had an entire student section here cheering for you guys.
Oh, my gosh. It was so fun. My freshman year, I couldn't ever imagine this happening. And now we're making a run, and hopefully we can make it all the way through.
Go ahead, Mark.
You definitely can beat those teams, Haley. Great game tonight.
Thank you.
Did the fact that Ellie Davis wasn't in uniform tonight and wasn't here, did that impact your game plan at all?
No,
I'll take that as a no.
That's a no. I mean, I thought you had a big advantage inside. You scored, you know, 6 points right in the paint in the second half, and I thought you were open there a lot of times.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much, Haley.
Thank you.
Tell your family I say hi, because I know you guys very well. Good luck the rest of the season. Good luck on Saturday against Springfield.
Thank you so much.
No problem. Have a great night, as Andrew will step aside one last time. You are listening to Delco Hoops presentation. Marple Newtown advances 48-37. Coming back up to close it up, you're listening to Delco Hoops on DelcoHoops.com.
Ready for a great breakfast or lunch? You have to try the Country Deli on Middletown Road in Media. Open 7 days a week from 6:30 in the morning, with lunch being served at 11 a.m. Every Wednesday night is pasta night, with hours from 4:30 until 8. Come be part of their family and enjoy comfort food at its finest at the Country Deli at 1176 North Middletown Road in Media.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back. Marple Newtown advances. They'll play Springfield on Saturday, 48-37, your final. Marple Newtown won, Mark, because the second chance opportunity is that you were talking about in the paint.
They rebounded the ball much better. They held right under 5 passes in the second half. Their defense was outstanding. Looking forward, they play Springfield. Again, they played a couple close games with them. That's going to be another grind fest, probably in the low 30s. Whoever gets the ball last might win that game.
We will be boys game semifinal on Saturday at Radnor. Radnor will take on Haverford. Andrew, that's correct, right?
Yes, that is correct. The other game, Conestoga and Garnet Valley, they're headed to overtime, tied at 27.
Oh, wow.
27.
I guess they are playing in peach baskets.
Yeah, and rocks. All right, so we'll stay, you know, check in with Delco Hoops. We'll have all information. We'll have stories from Delco Times, from City of Basketball Love. You know, and we'll update everybody with the new charts for
brackets.
The new brackets. Jeez, I'm just losing tonight. And that was in the air. No, it was. And of course, stay tuned, because right after the Central League Championship is done on Monday, we're going to be looking right for the seed meetings,
right,
and then right into the District 1 playoffs.
Well, the District 1 seed meeting is actually on Sunday.
I understand.
Selection Sunday's on Sunday.
Right. So
championship games will be on Monday. So
we'll
talk about that a little bit.
Some playoff action for District 1.
Yeah,
hopefully
we'll have
announcements for that on Monday night.
Yeah, I don't think it starts till the 18th or something, Thursday night.
There's still some games to be played, and they're trying to finish out because of everything that
happened.
All these games
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, Central League is done because it's Central League tournament.
Right.
But the Del Valle and a few other leagues are still playing games as we speak.
And, of course, you can check on our schedules. We think we have all the games over between girls and boys, over 400 and something games, almost 500 to keep track of. So, stay tuned to Delco Hoops. We're getting lots of hits every day, so people are obviously checking a few times a day. And we'll be back on the air on Saturday. Afternoon, 3:40, 3:50.
You want to take us out, Mike?
Well, listen, thanks for listening to High School Basketball right here on Delco Hoops, where high school basketball has never sounded so good. Stay tuned. Good basketball, everybody.
This internet broadcast has been a production of DelcoHoops.com. All rights are reserved. Thanks for listening, and good night.